You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've taken a deep breath and I've calmed down. Not really. Okay, we're going to talk about new trends in real estate investing and capitalization. We've got one of my new good friends, Jean-Louis Guinchard. He's a senior managing principal, Silver Portal Capital, and I promised him I'd only butcher his name six times today. So, JL, he's the senior managing principal of Silver Portal Capital. Who's that? Well, that's a big broker-dealer in San Diego that's got a lot of interesting things that they're doing in real estate. Previous to being at Silver Portal, JL was with the Latin American and Corporate Investment Merchant Bank of Bank of America Securities. You know, there's a typo in your Bank of America. Did that have a CK or just a C?
No, it's a C because it's separated from a bank and a broker-dealer.
Oh, my gosh. Then I made a typo on the email, but that's okay. And before joining BAS, JL spent 12 years with Solomon Brothers and Goldman Sachs. He's smart. He's sharp. He knows how to do business with private investors, corporate finance, M&A. He's the man. He went to UT Texas, Hook'em Horns. That's for you, Gordy. We're going to talk about buying, selling, and capitalizing commercial real estate transactions. And we're going to talk about the changing role the family offices play in real estate. I've taken up the whole time. Sorry, JM. We're out of time.
That's perfect. You did such a good job.
So listen, really, taking a step back, what does Silver Portal do and what's their role in the real estate industry today?
Sure. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for letting me be here. This is awesome.
And actually say something.
This is great. You know, I'm certainly a big fan of your program, and it's wonderful to be here. And you know, certainly I wish I could share sort of your enthusiasm, you know, as much as, you know, sort of we see sort of the great state of, you know, Florida and what's happening here in Miami is truly remarkable. So I can certainly share that enthusiasm with you.
Yeah, we're on fire and so am I.
But anyway, Silver Portal is a boutique investment and merchant bank. We focus purely on real estate operators. We help them put together joint venture partnerships with institutional capital partners, pension funds, endowments, insurance companies. We also are a large advisor to, you know, real estate operators. We've been in the business for, you know, since 2001, and we have several partnerships with some of the top operators in the United States, and so we've been very, very active in multiple different areas.
Wow, that's really great. Back to you, Jim. Now, JL, you know, I've just been really impressed with this new product. I've been in the real estate business for quite some time, and my friends at Inland Real Estate introduced me to you. They've got a brand new product. I don't know what I can and can't say about what I do, so I'm just going to talk to you about what you do. Since you're the compliance officer, I don't want to get myself in trouble. Now, what do you do with Inland that's so cutting edge that I reoriented some of my business to working with you?
Effectively, what you're referring to is Inland has, you know, one of the largest real estate companies in the United States. You know, they've been very active acquirers and managers of real estate. They've, you know, a company that has well north of $40 billion worth of assets, you know, track record that's impeccable, a reputation that's impeccable. Anyway, what these guys have done so well is package real estate, you know, very effectively in the form of Delaware statutory trusts for people that are affecting 1031 exchanges and then reoffering those to individual investors through, you know, multiple different platforms. And so we have, you know, wonderful sort of relationship with the Inland Group. They're one of the top firms in real estate that we've had the privilege of working with over multiple years. And their product is something so unique in the market. You know, so for individuals that are looking to affect a 1031 exchange, this is something that represents a turnkey solution to most investors that are looking to find replacement properties within a specific period of time, which is very, very difficult to do in today's environment.
Well, I know, but it's always been difficult. And about 10 or 15 years ago, some guys out of Chicago came up with this concept called a TIC. So what makes this any different than a TIC?
Well, a TIC for, you know, your money of your listeners is a tenant in common structure. There are many inherent flaws with a tenant in common structure, and this is nothing like that. There are certain similarities, but a tenant in common structure effectively offers, in previously, tenant in common structures, what they did were allowed up to 35 investors to invest in a particular real estate, you know, property or portfolio of properties. Some inherent flaws with that structure included you had to have 30 unanimous consent among 35.
Well, that's easy to get. Especially when you're going down the tubes and half of them don't have any money.
That's exactly right. And the debt was recourse to most of the investors, and you know, so the rest is pretty much history. Oh. And those, you know, forget the rest, but effectively those were two of the major problems.
Wow.
With it. DST is, I would say, a major step up, still common owner real estate, but effectively what you have here is the investors have a beneficial interest in an actual trust, a Delaware statutory trust, that has certain inherent limitations in that structure. But what you, you know, what it does is it qualifies for 1031 exchange purposes, number one, and number two, you have a quality sponsor that effectively is giving you the provides the services of managing that asset on your behalf as a fiduciary. So you have a quality sponsor that's been in business, that's done this, you know, over and over again. Their ability to negotiate leases, their ability to be able to, you know, put on non-recourse debt on these properties is as, you know, as good as it gets.
Well, if somebody doesn't need a 1031 exchange, let's say they just want to do better than 2% if they're in treasuries, let's say, or 1% if they're in a passbook account. How can this help somebody? Just is it something that somebody could use for income?
Absolutely. And so a lot of individuals, in fact, the more and more individuals that are just looking for, you know, good cash investment vis-a-vis, you know, a traditional bank CD or, you know, a fixed income instrument that's paying you less than inflation. You know, these are typically offering cash on cash yields of, you know, north of 5.5%, 6.5%. The tax equivalent yields, because people can, you know, get the benefit of depreciation, are closer to 8.5%, 9%, depending on the person's individual you know, depreciation or the ability to use that depreciation and tax bracket. But effectively, there's very, very little in the market that's anything close to this. So if you're selling a commercial real estate property, and instead of taking the depreciation recapture, the capital gains tax, both, you know, federal and state, plus our wonderful Obama's surcharge, you know, the 3.8%. And if you're in a high state, high tax state, you know, certainly Florida is somewhat of a little of an exemption here. But
you're trying to buy properties in Florida.
We are trying to buy properties in Florida. That's exactly right. And but in this particular case, you know, the ability to defer 100% of your federal and state capital gains, you know, there's nothing quite like it. And to be able, and ultimately to take those proceeds, 100% of those proceeds, and reinvest in what they call like-kind property and like-leveraged property is really, really, truly unique. And this is, as I said, you know, sort of a turnkey solution that people have at their fingertips, because it's very, very difficult to identify properties within a 45-day window that, you know, the authorities allow you, the IRS allows you, and then to be able to close on a high-quality income-producing property within 100 days, particularly in a place like Florida.
Well, and even more so in a market environment like we're talking about, where we have low yield. Everybody's looking for yield. Everybody's looking for quality yield. So they start identifying these properties. They make them on their list of three or four, and then they can't get them, and they're left holding the bag with a couple days to go. That's perhaps a good use of this product.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're, you know, the if you just look at, you know, the number of individuals that are now, you know, turning 65 and, you know, beyond.
I'm not there yet. Not there yet.
No.
Closing in, but not there yet.
But, you know, certainly the aging demographic, you have a lot of individuals that have a very high appreciation in their properties. They have, you know, very low basis. And so, you know, looking for, you know, potential exit and looking for current income, they don't want to necessarily manage their properties. So this is a perfect product for those individuals.
Wow. You know, that sounds really good. How much time do we have before the break? Oh, my God, we got plenty of time. Okay, so now somebody has decided that they want to take their money. They want to either tax defer it into 1031, or they want to get some cash flow from real estate. And with inflation coming, I don't want to go through the whole thing that, you know, but real estate's a nice inflation hedge. It's a great place to have something else balancing off your portfolio and stuff like that. Who's the typical kind of person that would buy something like this?
You know, multiple different individuals and institutions and partnerships and the like. So you have a broad, broad variety of individuals. You know, certainly individuals that have owned real estate, and literally in certain cases, you know, individuals that even own residences that are used for, you know, for vacation purposes.
Really?
Or vacation rentals.
So not FERPTA, but other stuff.
Well, FERPTA's for international investors.
Oh.
In fact, it's funny that you mentioned that. International investors can actually, you know, basically take advantage of 1031 exchanges as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool. Hey, we're in Miami, guys. I hope that some flags went up there that what you could do here.
That's right.
Let's see. So this is for commercial property only.
Primarily commercial. Yes, it is for commercial property only. And typically you have in virtually every single asset class. So you have multifamily, residential in the form of
multifamily.
That's right. And then you have
hotels.
No hotels. Anything that's truly sort of high end operating. There's certain restrictions in the specific product that wouldn't
like a Walgreens or a CVS might be qualified for something that would be found in here. A racetrack gasoline or some other type of gas station. Those kind of things.
You typically would get a very very high quality credit tenant.
You banks, know,
bank,
Wells
of America,
Fargo,
Wells
Bank of.
Fargo.
Well, you said Bank of America, and then you said high quality credit.
Well, that's exactly right. So effectively what you have here is CVS, you know, Walgreens, you have, you know, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase, you know.
Now, does somebody have to buy a whole thing, or do they have to buy one thing and one thing, or can they buy a little piece of this, a little piece of that, and piece together, gosh, I'm going to say the word, a portfolio?
That's exactly right. So, well, effectively, a DST or a Delaware Statutory Trust can contain one property or multiple properties. And in that, you know, you typically try to put together a portfolio of different assets that are high, you know, cash flowing and provide you with a certain amount of, you know, current income. The quality of the credit is you know, typically in the quality of the product, the investment real estate that people participate in is typically much, much higher than what they could obtain on their own. Certainly the terms of the leases and certainly the terms of the debt, you know, that a company like is the sale of an Inland can obtain is substantially better than what an individual can obtain on their own.
So this is really a way for somebody to play with the big boys get a piece of the big boys by getting tax deferred. Oh, I'm getting the timeout. So we got to go to a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about something really cool that I just learned about today. You guys are into crowdfunding for real estate. So if you want to hear about the cutting edge, we'll be right back after this short break with JL, say it yourself,
Ginchard.
High five to you. We'll be right back after this.